produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning. Good morning, Faith Walkers. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walkers broadcast. I am, as you know, your host, Iona, also affectionately known as Lady Faith, visionary founder of Faith Walkers. Faith Walkers supports your spiritual, physical growth, edification, and commitment towards a higher vibrational energy of your mind, body, and spirit. Intentional, purpose-driven commitment and obedience to God's word. Together, let's flex our physical, mental, and spiritual muscles through the daily practice of mindful obedience to God's word. But first, I'd like to thank Ms. Josie Hopkins, CEO of Inspiration, Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, and also Ms. Kayla Padgett, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Today we're going to shift our focus on love. 1 Corinthians Chapter 13, 4 through 5 tells us that love is patient, love is kind. It's not envy, it's not boast, it's not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongdoings. One evening, my husband and I were discussing the biblical topic of love, and he asked me, "What is love?" Well, I don't know about you, but that question caused me to take a pause. Knowing that I love my husband, I love my family, and I love a lot of my close friends, I had to think about putting it into words. And after a minute of careful thought, I replied, "God is love." Now, in the Webster's Dictionary, love is a noun and also a verb. Love as a noun is an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something. And as a verb, it's a feel deep affection for someone. So our topic of discussion in today's broadcast, as I said, is love. And why should we love one another? Now, to me, love in the worldly definition speaks to a good feeling. But biblically, there are several different types of love mentioned in the Bible. Now, without sounding too preachy, let's look at this on an everyday level. Is there anyone in your life who you just cannot stand for whatever reason? And let's be honest, people. Let's do a self-examination. maybe someone who just irritates you to no end, someone you resent maybe or feel bitterness towards. How does your feelings toward them make you feel? Does it make you feel good about yourself? Does it make you happy? If you're honest with yourself, I bet that some of us have someone like that, in many cases, multiple people in our lives who cause us either anger or hatred or at least resentment. I personally can think of two people in my life. One is just an irritation kind of dislike, and the other, well, let's just say it goes a little deeper than that. I would also caution you myself that the feelings of dislike, hatred, whatever you want to call it, is destructive and counterproductive in our lives. So how do we get past these ungodly feelings, Lady Faith? Well, whether you're a Christian or not, there's something in the teachings of Jesus that is worth contemplation. For anyone who seeks to be a better person, his urging that we love our enemies can be a difficult thing to swallow, while keeping in mind that there are many different kinds of love. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3 of NIV, if I speak in tongues of men or of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have a gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith and can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to the hardship that I may boast but do not have love, again, I gain nothing. In John chapter 13, verse 34, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. Love, as you see here, is a requirement. It's a command, people. We are to love others. It's required of us. The World English Bible in Matthew 5:44 reads like this: But I tell you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who curse and persecute you. Now, what does it mean to love your enemy? Your enemy doesn't just mean we're talking about terrorists or murderers or people who are just set on doing harm to others, but people who, for whatever reason, you dislike in any way. Who are these people? Maybe it's someone who picked on you or called you names, or as we call them nowadays, bullies, or disrespected you in some way, causing you anger. Maybe you hold a grudge against them. Most of us have someone in our life walk that have caused us anger, hatred, or resentment for something done in the past or not done. Maybe it's a family member you had a big fight with and you've remained angry with them for some time. Someone who did something horrible to a loved one, physical, emotional, sexual, or a boss who just was mean to you. Harboring these feelings, which continue to live within us, are destructive and counterproductive. But is love enough? Does love for others remain consistent? Or is it based on their behavior? Is your love for them a love that includes acceptance, forgiveness, and compassion? If you answered yes to one or more of those, then I think you'll agree that love requires action. Agape love, in its purest form, takes work, y'all. I mean, work. A love that is marked by selflessness, putting others above oneself, a love that even transcends cultural norms and expectations. Should we love everyone, even our enemies? Now, it's safe to say that this, for myself and many of us, is the hardest biblical principle of all. Imagine someone who murdered someone you love. That would certainly be an enemy, would it not? Could you find it in your heart to love that person? I know that would be the most difficult thing in my entire life, which brings up the question, why should I? Why on earth would I want to love them? And what do I get out of it? This isn't an easy question, and we won't be able to explore all the possible answers, but let's look at some very strong reasons. Look at where we are today in the world that we live in now. Certainly a love of this magnitude would make all of our lives better. How? I have a list of 10 Zen habits by Leo Babata. It's about finding simplicity and mindfulness in the daily chaos of our lives, clearing the clutter so we can focus on what's really important. And here they are, 10 tips for loving your enemy. 1, stop, breathe, detach yourself. See the situation objectively is the first step. It's too difficult to overcome the feelings if you're in the middle of the situation. 2, put yourself in their shoes. First, try to imagine this person as a real human being, not just someone who is evil or wrong. Seeing the situation from the other person's perspective is very difficult, but very important. Seek to understand, which is the objective of putting yourself in their shoes. Really try to understand, even if you don't want to, because if you can understand why they did it, you can move on to the fourth step, which is seek to accept. Instead of fighting what has happened and who this person is and wanting them to be or do things differently, accept what has happened as a part of life. Things can't be different because they have already happened. This too is very difficult, but is if we cannot accept, we cannot love. 5. Forgive and let go of the past, people. Here we have the most difficult step of all, but I'm sure you probably saw this coming. Try to think about this. What happened is in the past. It cannot be changed. Let it go. It will do nothing but eat you up. Once you've let go of the past, let go of your feelings about what this person has done. Find something to love. If you can forgive and release those bad feelings, you are left with neutrality. Most you want to replace that with love. How? Find something in that person to love. Maybe it's their smile or willingness to help others or generosity. People, if we look hard enough, there's something likable in everybody, everyone. 7, see them as yourself or a loved one. If step 6 proves to be too difficult in finding something to love in that person, it's probably because you don't know that person well enough. Project yourself into them. See them as similar to yourself or a loved one in some ways, and use those similarities to find something to love. Number 8, find common ground. If we look hard enough, we have things in common with just about everyone. This common ground will help you relate to the person better. And number 9, open your heart. Another very difficult step, y'all. Our hearts tend to remain closed to most people as a defense mechanism. Afraid of being vulnerable, of getting rejected or hurt. This closing off of our hearts is what blocks us from happiness, many times blocks us from forming meaningful relationships, and can block us from loving and finding love. Even if we are able to open our hearts up to our loved ones and no one else, that is limiting ourselves. This is a great challenge and something that only can happen with practice. Try it here with your former enemy. Even if you can just open your heart just a little bit, that's the only way you'll find love for the other person. And finally, number 10, reach out to them. It's one thing to feel love for that person, but quite another to express it in some way. Remember, love is contagious, and love is a contagious action and involves work. Is this going to be easy? No. To love your enemy is to find it in your heart to put aside any wrongs. Love them as a fellow human being. You don't have to love them like you love your parents, children, or close friends. Just have loving feelings towards them. And if possible, express it through words, actions, or just a smile. And in closing, remember, to love one another, one must first have self-love. Self-love can be equally as hard. Mindfully practice self-love. How? By becoming mindful. People who have more self-love tend to know what they think, feel, and want. Number 2, take actions based on need, not want. Number 3, intentional practice of good self-care. And number 4, making room for healthy habits in your life on a daily basis. You can search through the entire universe for someone who's more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself, and that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserves your love and affection. And until we meet again, remember to walk in faith.
This is the answer.
As I have loved you, love one another. This new commandment, love one another, and by this shall men know ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another.
Love one another. What a beautiful sight.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.